Shalom Chavra, and welcome back to all the Yoshua Yis Medrash. Welcome to all the new post-Pesach Chavra. A big Yoshua Kach to the members of the Anhala behind this WhatsApp group, and a big Yoshua Kach to Rav Ari Brandspiegel for all the legwork he does to make this happen. When I think of the Memchas Dvarim Shatar Niknas Mem, I can't stop myself from thinking about the Memchas people that Ari is coordinating with to enable such a beautiful idea like this WhatsApp group to materialize. It's a really, really nice way to begin getting into the swing of things and working towards Matan Torah. So to understand Bina Salev and Sichla Salev, let's take a step back. To whom are the Memchas Dvarim relevant? So in the early 1400s, the Gaim wanted to prove or compel the Yidden to admit that Christianity was right and Judaism was wrong. So they graciously invited the Jews to participate in the famous disputation of Tortosa. And of course, it never does really well when your losing opponent is somewhat insecure about his ideologies and his religious beliefs, and he also is in a position to burn you at the stake if you say something he doesn't like. So there were a few Gedolim who went to represent the Jewish people. Among them was Rav Yosef Albo. He's one of the more famous ones. He ultimately, this prodded him to write the Sefer Ikrim afterwards. Another one of the lesser known ones was Rav Matisya HaYitzhari. He was a Talmud of Rav Chazak Kreskes, and Rav Matisya HaYitzhari wrote a Perush on Avos. And so in that parish on Avos, Rav Matisya HaYitzhari explains that the Memchas Dvarim are broken up into three parts. The first part addresses the young Talmud, the young student who needs guidance, he needs training from a Rebbe. The second part addresses the Talmud Chaver, somebody who has been learning for a little bit of time already, and he's not quite at the same beginning stages as the Talmud, but he's not ready to teach other people yet. And the third part is relevant to the Rav, the Talmud Chacham, who's fully developed and who's ready to teach other people. You know, Rav Yosef Al Ashkar, the Bar Menachem, they learn somewhat similar to this. They just understand that there's really a fourth part. They break it up into four parts, thinking that the fourth one is relevant to the fourth part of this Memchas Dvarim is relevant to the Gedolei Hadar. Either way, the first nine or so on everyone's list are advice to the young Talmud in the early stages of trying to become a Talmud Chacham. So we have the first two, Talmud and Shmias Ozen, that highlight the importance of getting a Rebbe, how we need to listen really carefully to what our Rebbeim is saying, take scrupulous notes. And then the next two, Arichas Fasayim, and then Sichlas Alev or Binas Alev, they give us advice, number one, to get clarity in our learning and how to get clarity in our learning. So what we learned about yesterday was that we needed Arichas Fasayim, to speak out what we learn, not just to read it like a novel, but to make sure that we have enough clarity to be able to articulate it. And we need Sichlas Alev, and Bina Salev, we need this really, really deep understanding. And the question is, why are Sichla Salev, Bina Salev so essential? So the Medrash Shmuel, who's a Talmud of the Arizal, he explains that this Braisa is telling us not to fall into a pretty classic trap that we find in school all the time. In school, the way mastery of a subject is often determined is by testing for spitback, giving exams to see if you've memorized a few chapters or slides, to the point that you can spit it back, and sometimes you might even have some sort of a superficial understanding, but we all know that you can take an exam after studying that way and then forget everything the very next day. It's not a new phenomenon. The Medrash Shmuel writes about this explicitly. He says, Hodyenu ki kasher yachzor limud al pat, that when you're chazering the Talmud Torah, that you learn, shelo yiyya velo havanas hadivarim, it should not be without understanding what you're saying. Ki mitzvahs anashim melumada, like people who are just doing things because they're trained that way, they're doing things robotically, ki oz yishtachach mimenu b'mehera, because if you do it that way, you'll forget it quickly. Ela yaruch aso al tzfasav, you have to organize it, arrange it very carefully, v'kavanas alev, u'besichlas alev, with thoughtfulness, with deep understanding, v'yavin b'avanas ha'davar m'shuhu motzi mitoch piv, and to really, really contemplate what you're saying. And so we need to be able to formulate what we've learned with a deep understanding so that we don't forget what we've learned. And the Bar Menachem takes this one step further. The Bar Menachem says, paskalaso yeda lahakshos l'rabo v'la'asos imo havayis v'terutzim yisharim, that with your understanding, you should be able to challenge your Rebbe, ask him kashas, forced him to give you terutzim, that would be impossible to do this, that you wouldn't be able to do this unless you had a really good, solid understanding. So that doesn't mean the Bar Menachem isn't telling you that you have to be able to attack your Rebbe. That's not the point. The point is that the Bar Menachem understands that this Braisa is giving us a litmus test for determining whether we have real clarity in our Talmud Torah. That we have to be able to have a shock of a tari with our Rebbe, not just to ask him a random, what's the din about this, ask him for something that's beferish and shulchan aruch, but to ask really thoughtful, insightful questions about what we've learned, what he said, that you couldn't have asked without having a solid understanding. So the Rashi is telling us not to measure mastery by just being able to robotically copy down what you learn without thinking and just memorizing what you learn and being able to parrot it back, even if you do have some sort of a superficial understanding. This is something, by the way, that Rav Simon spoke about a few years ago in the Shmuz when he said, you can't just be stenographers, just copying down everything that the Rebbe says without really thinking about it. To have real, real clarity, you have to think really deeply about something. To ask a good kasha means you have a good handle on the sugya. So we need Tzichlas HaLev and Binas HaLev to help us retain our learning, to learn Torah in a thoughtful way, an insightful way, and we need Tzichlas HaLev to ensure that we have real clarity. Shkar to everybody.